الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Yesterday in conclusion to the majlis we said that we are lacking in taqwa Sometimes Allah gives us tawfiq to do good amal but when it comes to abstention of sin then we find ourselves lacking We don't reach the mark. And then taqwa obviously has two components to it. Imtisalul awamir, uplifting the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And the second part is ijtinab nawahi, saving oneself from committing sin. So there's two avenues to it. Then that avenues also is broken down into two categories. One is huququllah, and one is huququl ibad. The huququl la part of it, we generally understand, at least we heard about it. People, ulama speak about huququl la, there is a certain level of awareness to it. But when it comes to huququl ibad, then there's a certain level of where we can say that there's a certain level of where we're not paying too much attention, carelessness, when it comes to huququl ibad. Halake, huququl ibad is a very, very barik masala. Hazrat Dr. Tanvir Saab, my sheikh, rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned that huququl ibad ka masala jo hai, bahut barik hai. There's certain very fine things. Today, alhamdulillah, here in this majlis, there are ulama sitting here, people who have ta'alluq with suluk. So this majlis is like specifically for those people that are in the ra of suluk, and for all Muslims also. But for those that are in the ra of suluk, this majlis is very, very important. Because it highlights the finer details when it comes to huququl ibad. That we generally are negligent towards it, we are ghafil towards it, we careless. So Hazrat gives an example. He said, you went into somebody's house. Aapne koi kitab uthali. You picked up one kitab. You took the pencil, you started using it. The phone is lying there, you decided to make a phone call. Ye najayiz hai. What you're doing is najais. Did you get permission to do what you're doing? Did he give you permission to use everything that's in the house? He never gave you permission. But now what you're doing? You're just using things without permission. How can you use without permission? That's khiyanat. Hazrat says, If you're working in a certain workplace, then that pen, that paper belongs to that company. It's not yours. If you want to write down something on a personal level, you can't use the stationery that belongs to the company. How can you use something that belongs to the company to write your personal details down, your personal things? A different thing they said, okay, you can use, then you must pay. Then you paid for it, you know. Otherwise, that will constitute theft. You stole something. You was not given permission. And you're utilizing public or the company funds for your personal matter. If you're working as an employee, right, you have a job, Now, during that time that you're getting paid for, the time you're working 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock, do you know you're not allowed to do any other work except the work associated to that company in that time? You can't do your personal things in that time. Some people, they run as their own business from that business. While that business is on, they're running their own business on the side. How can that be jais? Then when the stage it comes, they use the same telephone, they use the same printer, they use the same email, the same all the internet. They got their own things logged inside there, but they're working for somebody else. And during their job hours, instead of running the, all the time they have to give to that company for which they're getting enumerated, they're taking all that and they're using it for their own selves. That is khiyanat, that. Absolute khiyanat, that's theft. Breach of trust. Khiyanat. So, Allahu Akbar. Then he gives one example. Now, why are we saying all this? We must apply to our own selves. Each person must apply to his own self. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, was a very, very great buzruk. From the lineage of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he was known as Umar Ihsani, the second Umar. Now one day, he was making the hisab of the Baytul Mal. So whilst he was making the hisab of the Baytul Mal, his Londi came, his Bandi. She wanted to know something about the house. So he said, Khamosh, keep quiet. Made her keep quiet. Then there was a lamp that was burning. He switched off the lamp. He said, this lamp, the tail inside is from the public money. I can't use the light of this lamp for my personal talk to you about our house. So what he done? He took the lamp, he switched it off. He spoke to her in the dark. He gave her whatever instruction she left, then he switched on the lamp again. Usko taqwa kehte hai. This is levels of taqwa. Levels of taqwa. To Hazrat farmate, this level of taqwa hum kahan tak pahunch sakte, hum kahan pahunch sakte hai? How can we reach this levels of taqwa? But our akabir ulama, Allah Ta'ala gave them very high levels of taqwa. There was one buzrug. He had a da'wat. Now in the da'wat, in the olden days, they had the houses were unbaked. The walls wasn't like plastered and all that. So kuchiknahati, after he ate on his fingers, there was some like oiliness, greasiness. So he cleaned it. But after that, he took his fingers and he rubbed it on the wall. Because the wall can absorb whatever. So then when he went home, he realized, that's not jais for me to do, to rub my finger on the wall. Somebody else's wall. I didn't take permission for that. So next day he came to ask for maafi, and he said, this is what I done yesterday. After you gave me dawat, I ate the food, the greasiness was on my fingers. I cleaned my fingers, but just to this thing, I rubbed it on the wall to try it. So iskame maafi chahta hun. I've come ask for forgiveness regarding that. So therefore, we can learn and deduce from this that we are falling short when it comes to huququl ibad. All the finer things we are overlooking. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi was very, very meticulous when it came to huququl ibad. Right? Now, he gives an example of, because he spent time in a company of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi in his initial years, Dr. Tanvir Sahab. So there was a time he spent there, the latter stage of Maulana Thanvi's life. So he says that Maulana Thanvi in baato ka bahut khyal farmate the. Right. Now one person, if he finds him using somebody else's thing, then he would ask him, did you get ijazah to use that man's item? Did he give you permission? I used to call the person. If you see a person in a khanqa using somebody else's thing, So you asked him, did you get permission to use it? If that person says, yes, I got permission to use it, then Hazrat used to call the owner. Did you grant him permission to use it? If the owner said yes, Hazrat should let him go. If the owner said no, then Hazrat used to say, yahan do guna hue. One guna is, you use somebody's thing without their permission. And the second guna is, you deceived me by saying you got permission. Leave the khanqah now. Leave the khanqah. Aise islah karte the, buzurgane din. Aise islah karte the. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, he had a doubt in his heart that I don't think my father paid my mother her mehr. Now he had no dalil for that, but it was something that was poking his heart. He was not sure whether his father paid the mehr to his mother. So after they both passed away, he went to his mother's heirs, whoever the heirs was to her estate, and he paid on behalf of his father the full amount of mehr, whatever was stipulated by his father, to the heirs of his mother. Maulana Thanvi. Who will think about all things like that? So that my father has so much debts. He's gone from this dunya. Let me make an effort to settle his debts. Does the children of today, we don't care about that? Today's children, they won't care of anything. So that my father, my mother, what's the position in the qabr? My father, what's his position in the qabr? Today, we're not worried about all that. How can I help them in their everlasting life? Yeah, we'll have a little bit left, less on this side. But at least I know their things are settled for them in the akhirat. Will the children of today make fikr? Maulana Thani, he was not sure his father never paid. Just the waswasa he had, that something was playing on his mind. For that he took it on himself to go and pay the outstanding money which he felt, assumed his father never gave his mother. So he paid it on behalf of his father. You know, sometimes our old people, Allah make them maaf, their wills and estates, all those things do not conform to the laws of Sharia. In the olden days, they never knew about miras and estate and distribution. They should just do anything. The elder son used to get more. The younger sons used to get less. The daughters don't get nothing. That was the wills they used to leave the old people. But in a situation like that, you can't leave it like that. If you know your grandfather or your great-grandfather left wills like that, you need to scrap those wills and redistribute it in accordance with the laws of the Shariat. Save them from punishment in the qabr. Will the children of today accept that? Say, my father. Then another thing also, what happens a lot nowadays, people, they gift their children something. They gave them a gift while they were hayat. Now after they're dead, they're claiming my father gave it to me while he was living. That gift is not counted. It's only counted if you have taken possession of it. If possession was taken of it, then you're the owner while your father was alive. But if your father, he said I gave it to you, but you never take possession, that gift is not complete. It's an incomplete gift. Shariat will not consider it. That item which is gifted to you is going to go into his estate. All the heirs are going to get it. You won't get it alone. That's happening all the time. So many cases coming to us. And this is what they said. My father gifted it to me. Yeah, your father gifted it to you, but did you take possession of it in his hayat? Did he put it on your name? Were you paying the light bill? Were you paying the water bill? Did you have total control over it? He says, no. He said, where's the gift? Tam. The gift is not tam. Qabza hasn't taken place. Possession hasn't taken place. So these are mistakes people are making nowadays. You understand that? Yeah, if you want to gift a person in your hayat, then you must sell it to him rather for a nominal fee. Sell it to him or her for a nominal fee, so that after that item is a deed of sale, ownership goes through, then the heirs can't have a claim after you're dead. But you have to do it while you are living, not on your deathbed, when you're about to die. Because then you are trying to deprive the heirs of their haqq. Shariat won't allow that. So this is very important. So Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullahi had that in his heart. Maybe my father never paid the mehr. Sometimes people would come to the khanqah and tell Hazrat, mera kuch ye kaam hai, I have this thing here, I want to leave some money, have khatme khajga, logo ko zara khila do, aur mere liye dua kijiye. People used to come in the khanqah, tell Mawlana Thanvi, make khatme khajga, call people, let me read, and they make dua for me, and I'll feed also a little bit the people who are coming. And there's the money for feeding. So people used to come and put their names, and there was like a nizam for that in Tanabawan. So Hazrat used to say, accept it. Dua ho jati thi unka, unki dua. Fir, after his feeding, if there's 5 paisa that is left, 5 paisa. What is 5 paisa? Like 1 cent. Hazrat used to put it in one lifafa, put in one envelope, and when that person comes, he said, we made the khatam, we made the dua, we fed the people, there's your change. 5 paisa. Today, what 5 paisa? Who will give you back 5 paisa? Today, if you go in the shops, they mark there, 9 rand 99 cents, the item. When you come to pay by the teller, shara'an, they must give you the 1 cent back. They don't give you nothing back. Uski pakar hogi qiyamat ke din. Why didn't give you the 1 cent back? If you don't, this will say the 1 cent to make it by the government is more costlier than the value of the 1 cent. So it's out of circulation. So then why are you charging for the item 999? Why don't you make it 995? Imburse the customer the 5 cent. On the day of Qiyamah, for every 1 cent you never gave, you have to pay Hisab for that. On the day of Qiyamah, you have to pay. To say no, Maulana, we have to make 999. Say psychological effect. So that if you write 10 rand, it sounds expensive. If you write 999, it sounds cheap. That's why we make it 999. So then reimburse for the person. Give him back. Reimburse him his 5 cent. If there's no more 1 cent in circulation, give him 5 cents back. But they won't do that. They say, Aweko. The one say, where's my 1 cent? Said, we no more have 1 cent. Khalas, you take your things and you carry on. So that shopkeeper will be, Allah will make his bakar for that on the day of Qiyamah. You never imburse the person the 1 cent. Yeah. Then when you have, you know, in the shops you have this fruit and veg departments. Okay, now everything is pre-packed. So things are much more easier. Now when you have this fruit and veg departments, they still have scales. So you go there, you put your bananas there. Now when you're putting your things on, they first put a small plastic. You put in a plastic and they weigh it. That they're not supposed to charge you weigh for the plastic. They must only weigh for the bananas. But they charge you for the weight of the plastic and the bananas. That's not jais. That's not jais. For that, pakar hogi qiyamat ke din. So these are the finer things that we don't think about. That's why Hazrat is saying that when a peacemaker used to come, he should keep 5 paisa. What is 5 paisa? Nothing. If it falls on the floor, nobody wants to pick it up also. 5 paisa is nothing. As it will keep it, put in an envelope, for them come, there's your 5 paisa, there's your change. So, these type of things are very important as far as taqwa is concerned. We have to become conscious of this. As it says that there are 3 types of da'wat people give. One is a'la da'wat, one is mutawassit da'wat, and one is adna da'wat. What is the best da'wat somebody can give you? Put some money in an envelope, comes and gives in your hand. Hazrat, there's hajjah for you. You can cook for yourself, whatever you like, whenever you like. There's the money. See, that's the best da'wah you can give to a person. Why? Because now he will buy what he likes. He will cook what he likes. He'll cook when he needs to eat. He'll cook it then. So he's got like total control over the money. So he'll do it according to his requirements, according to what he needs, you know. What will make him happy, the dish that he will choose of his preference. That is the highest level of da'wat. Give the cash. Isme bari sahulat hai. Give the cash. You know, Dr. Saab, when he came to South Africa, I'll give you one secret today. So, I went in his company, alhamdulillah. So he was talking a mazmoon similar to this. So Allah Ta'ala put it in my heart, now I was teaching in a madrasa, they were all going for Umrah. They were all going for Umrah. And so I couldn't go because I got my own responsibilities. I got my students, I have to teach. So jokingly he told me, Mujhe paise de do, main Umrah kar dunga tumhara. Give me the money, I'll do your Umrah. Now he was joking. That's what he told me, jokingly. So Allah Ta'ala put it in my heart that I'll make some means. So I went to one of my friends. I told him, you got any foreign currency? I worked out if I had to go for Umrah and said how much it would cost me. So he went, he took out one of my friends, took out some money, put in an envelope, he gave it to me. I gave it to Hazrat. I said, I won't be able to come with you for Umrah, but there's the money, you must make Umrah on my behalf. He said, no, I was only joking. I was only joking. Why are you telling me taking the money to you? I was only joking with you. I told him, no, Hazrat, you have to take it. I want to give you this money. You must do Umrah for me. Imagine a buzug of his caliber, stayed with Maulana Thani. If he does Umrah for us, Allahu Akbar, kya sawab milega? That was my niyat, no other niyat. So, pesh kar diya unko. I gave it to him. He got very happy. Hazrat got very, very happy. Because sometimes we can give other things and all, but sometimes the cash makes life easy for everyone. So he gave him the money. So Hazrat, aap mere liye umrah kara dena, kar dena. He got very, very happy. So sometimes you call a fellow for da'wat, that's more difficult. Rather just give him the money, that's easy. So Hazrat says that's the highest level of da'wat. The second one is the middle level of da'wat, Maulana Thami used to say, is that the person buys all the ingredients. He brought the meat, he bought the potatoes, onions, tomatoes, everything, he put in one bag, everything, came and dropped it by your house. Hazrat, ye tumhare liye, aap paka lije. So he came and gave you all the ingredients by your house. Now then you can cook it whenever you want. Send raw meat by your house, some aqiqah meat, this meat, that meat, he came and gave you. So you can cook it as per your requirement. That is the second best level of da'wat. And the third level, the adna level, is he cooks the food and he then tells you, come to my house to eat. So he says, ab aap jayenge wahan par, khana pasand aa gaya, nahi aaya. You liked what they cook, you never liked what they cook. You will have to be forced to eat whatever is put down. So he said, that is the adna level of the da'wat. The lowest level of the da'wat is that one, which we consider the highest level. He says, that is the lowest level of the da'wat. Because now, some people give you da'wat in another city. Then you have to drive kilometers, half an hour, 45 minutes to go and have one plate of food and come. Now you have to go to make the person happy. So he gave da'wat. Now you drive all the way just to have one place of food. If he sent you the money and said, Hazrat, ye paisa hai, you prepare the food on my behalf, he'll get the sawab for it. You don't have to take the trouble to go all the way there. You see? Allahu Akbar. So Ahlullah ajeeb hote. One day I went to Muhammad Sulla Khan and I took some honey. I took one honey in a bottle. I presented to him. Hazrat, me aap ke liye shahid laya ho. Aap qubool farma lije. I bought for you some honey. So Hazrat took it in his hand. He said, Qubool hai. Now I'm giving you back. I got too much honey by me. He said, I got too much. I accepted the honey, but it's too much now. It's over, too much of honey. Yeah, what am I going to do with so much honey? So he took it in his hand. Dekho, maine qubool kar liya. But now I'm giving you back the honey because you must use it. You need it. You don't have. I've got too much honey lying here by me. So Ahlullah ajeeb hote hai. Ajeeb people, Ahlullah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Hi. Then, when people used to give Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali some food, then Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali shouldn't allow his wife to eat from there. He said, he gave me the food to eat. He never said, you must eat. So he would eat from that food, and the leftover food, he would send it back to the person who sent him. He wouldn't keep it also. He said, Mene, you sent food for me. I ate the food, the leftover food, now this is the leftover. I'm sending it back to you. Mu'tami rahmatullah. And sometimes what he used to do, he should say, can my wife also eat? If that person says, gee, Hazrat, your wife can also eat, then he should take the food. See this? And agar bach gaya to, he should ask that question also. I will eat, my wife will eat, and what happens if it is left over? What am I going to do with the leftover? You ask for that too, Mu'tami. He said, nee, Hazrat, aap jo hai, rakh sakte hai? Achha, bahut achha. You can keep it. Then Hazrat Tamish say, okay, fine. Tell me, who thinks about all this today? Anybody thinks about all this today? Ula'ika abai fajitna bi mislim. Ula'ika abai. They are our forefathers. You can't get people like these people. You can't. You can't. Allahu Akbar. ہم لوگ ان چیزوں کا خیال نہیں کرتے ہیں. حقوق العباد, the اہمیت of حقوق العباد, what's it all about? Couple of cents you owing somebody money, you'll have to pay him with 700 مقبول نماز in the آخرت. 700 مقبول نماز for couple of دانقs, couple of cents. Can you imagine? My استاد used to say, how do we know that we even read 700 مقبول نماز in our life? How do we even know that? Hi, hi. Maulana Abrasa Rahmatullah Ali, one day we were traveling. I was traveling with him in Malawi. He was very sick that time. It was like our last safar. He had sugar diabetes, Maulana, on a very high level. And he should say, me shakirin, me say, I'm from the shakirin. You see? And he had salatul bowl also. And that. He had all these things that was carrying on. But the sugar was quite bad actually. So, there were four people in our group. Four people traveled with us. So he couldn't travel by car anymore. We were in Malawi, so he needed to fly between Lilongwe and Blantyre, a domestic flight. So he came and he whispered in my ear, and he said, "Tum mere saath chalo, aur zyada musahbat naseeb hogi." You get more companionship. So from the four of us, he told me, you jump in with me in the plane. Now, I was young that time also. So I jumped in the plane with him. Now, you know the Air Malawi, the Qatara plane, right? So the door of the pilot was broken. Normally, if you're driving in the plane, then you can't see what's going on in the cockpit and all that, right? Now, in this plane that we're flying, is a small plane. The door is broken, and you can see exactly what the pilots are up to. And I'm a young fellow, and I'm a slightly, I like to see everything, what's going on. Now I'm sitting, even he's laughing also. So I'm sitting now in a middle aisle. From the middle aisle, you can see direct in the cockpit what is going on. Maulana is sitting on this side. Right. So Maulana said, "Chhod do usko. Don't look that side. Listen what I have to tell you. Listen what I have to tell you." Now he's talking to me. He's telling me, "Dekho, my whole life I never make fikr of having my own house. Now I'm making fikr of having my own house. Making fikr." That means he knew in his mind that my health is deteriorating. I don't even have a own house of my own. Halaki, what a great alim he was. He went around the world so many times. What a big following. Allahu Akbar. I haven't come across a mufassir of Quran greater than him. Sanad, in my era. And now in his end of his life, he's saying, now I'm making fikr of having my own house. My whole life, he'll stay in a madrasa house. He never have his own car also. One day I told him, "Maulana, I'll buy you one car. But every Thursday you should go for bayan." So whichever village they call him for bayan, I used to go with him. They would send a vehicle from there to pick him up. Then go there, then bring us back. So double chakkar, up and down, tiresome. So I would tell Maulana, "Let's buy one car. Then you don't have to do this double chakkars and all." Maulana said, "No, I don't buy the car for me. I don't want it." Maulana never had a fridge in his house. Never even have a fridge. I used to bring cold ice from my house and come give it to him in summer. Before I go madrasa, I should make ice in the fridge. and then I should tie it up and knock on his door in the afternoon going to class. I give it to him, so at least he got cold water inside the house. But it's sugar diabetes, so he should like to drink cold things. So I hope thanda pani, he should like it. So because of diabetes, you get dryness of mouth and all that. Never even have his fridge. He never even have a phone in his house. Nothing. What kind of ahlullah these are? Now, whole life he never make fikr of having his own house. Now, he's telling me, ab mujhe fikr ho rahi hai. Now I'm worried that I don't have my own house. That's one thing he told me. Now this is the point that I'm coming to. He says, people gave me gifts. I don't know with what niyat they gave me. Maybe they thought I'm a buzruk. I don't know why they gave me. Ab mujhe fikr ho rahi hai. Now I'm worried about what their niyat could be when they gave me that. Hadaya. What their niyat could be when they gave me that. Now I'm worried about that. I don't know what they gave me, with what intention they gave me. Now I'm worried about that. I have to give hisab for that in akhirah. Where you get people like this? Ahlullah. Then the third nasihat he gave me regarding myself. The wasawis was troubling me too much. So he told me, yeah, wasawis ko goli mardo. Or kaam mein lag jao. He said, shoot the wasawis down and start using your time for the khidmat of deen. Sahibaji, leave the wasawis once. Let's go goli mardo. That's his exact words. Shoot it down. Then he had $1,000 by him. He gave it to me. He said, aap mujhe usko Hindustan poncha dije. He shouldn't even carry money with him. If somebody gave him a gift, he would not take it with him. Say, if you want to give me a gift, you don't give me now. You come to India and give it to me. Shouldn't even accept people's gifts also. You should come with one small bag and you should go with one small bag. That level of istighna. And that from that money that people used to give him, very, very small amount used to keep for him himself. The balance of the money, he used to distribute it in the poor students in the madrasa, the orphans, the aitam, he should distribute it amongst them. And I used to go and do the distribution with my own hands for him. So you tell me, in that room there's a student there, he's very poor, go give him money. You should tell me, there's in that street, there's an old lady there, she doesn't have money, she don't have grocery money, go give it to her. Maulana used to do his distribution, a very small percentage he keep for himself, he should give everything away. And a man like that, now he says, I'm worried, who kept nothing for himself, he says, I don't know what Allah will ask me, day of Qiyamah, all the hadaya accepted, what answer I'm going to give Allah? I don't know what niyat people gave me the money with. Then eventually when he passed away, I went from here. Family members came. They thought Maulana left so much money. He traveled the whole world so many times. He left a big stash of money. Maybe they're going to have a lot of money they're going to receive. Maulana left nothing. The only money he had was that $1,000. That was the only money he had. Nobody knew about it. Only I knew about it and he knew about it. Nobody was, third person never knew about it. I can open his secret now, he's not no more here today. Then in his one room he had full kitabs. That kitabs he said must give in a madrasa. And one room he had a whole room of onions. The third room he had in his house full of onions, because when onions used to be cheap, they should buy for the whole year. Said, don't go off, you can use it. When it's cheap, they buy in bulk and they keep it and they use from there. So one room was onions, one room was kitabs, and that little bit money he had. He left this world with nothing. These are the ahlullah. This is their level of taqwa. This is their zindagi. We are their awlad. We are their children. If you're running behind the dunya, you'll never be successful. But if your idea is to bring taqwa, fear Allah Ta'ala, whatever is written for us, Allah will give us. But the idea is Allah must use us for the khidmat of deen. Allah must take work from us. Allah must give us ikhlas. Allah Ta'ala must give us maqbooliyat. Allah must give us khawf of Allah Ta'ala. Then we will be successful. Otherwise we can never be successful. Then he says, look at the lillahiyat of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Look at his lillahiyat. One day when masala came, the masla was regarding the Provident Fund. Now, Maulana Thanvi, he passed a fatwa that, no, in the Provident Fund, there's always extra you're going to receive. That is interest money, haram. You can't take it. It's not jais. You can't take it. It's not jais. His murid and khalifa, Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, he passed a fatwa that's jais. So Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali called him and told him, you know, I passed the fatwa, it's not jais. So Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali said, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahab's father, Dhamad Barakatuh, a great alim, he said that, Hazrat, meri tahqeeq ye hai, my tahqeeq of this masla, I've done a lot of research, is that the government in the Provident Fund, they take out from your salary, you don't have no choice in that. They just cut every month. They cut, they do whatever they want. You have no choice in the Provident Fund. Then in the end, what they'll do, whatever you paid, plus they'll give you extra. That extra now, you had no choice in that. You never give it to Dwita on a willful, it wasn't willfully done by you. So how can now that be considered to be interest? We're going to consider that to be a gift from the government to you, that extra money. We won't consider that. That's my tahqeeq. So in my, if according to my fatwa, if it was done without volition, if it was done without volition, then the extra money the government is giving you, you can accept it. Or whichever company you're working with, if it was done without volition and they cut your money for the Provident Fund every month and then in the end you get a lump sum, you can accept that. Allahu Akbar. So Mawlana Thami says, this is your tahqeeq, you made proper tahqeeq. He said, tahqeeq. Theek hai, main apni rai badal leta hu. I'm changing my opinion. Chahe wo fatwa le aao, go bring the fatwa. Signed it off. What Mufti Shafi Saab said is correct. This is lillahiyat. This is lillahiyat. Samjhe ke liye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq. So, of tazkiyatun nafs. Ahlullah, sohbate ba ahl dil. Attain the sohbat of the ahlullah. Hamare Hazrat, Dr. Tarweer Sahib, mein dekho, main mufti nahi hoon. But we learned a lot from Mawlana Thami. We learned a lot through the sohbat. Sometimes you go there, you pick up so much things. Myself, personally, I benefited from the Ahlullah, I can't tell you. Just staying in company. Even if you're not so sharp too, but just watching, staying in the company, you know how much you pick up later on in your life. It's like you don't even have to ask somebody. Wo hazrat ki baat jo hai, wo tape mein bajti hai. It's like, you know, plays in your brain. That on this occasion, that's what my sheikh said. This occasion, that's what he said. It's like it just plays in your mind. It just comes up on the screen. Isn't it? So he says that sometimes a person doesn't know what to do. For example, he's got his wife and he's got his mother. Right? Now some people get caught between their wife and mother. They don't know which way to go. Sometimes they're more inclined to their wife and they're not showing too much consideration of their mother. And sometimes they're more inclined towards their mother and not showing in consideration to the wife. So he says, masail like this, Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Ali in Beshti Zivar, he wrote masail, all these type of masail, so that the people know what needs to be done. And he says, he gave one example. Just say you got only one meal by you, one meal for one person. Now you and there's four people need to eat, yourself, your mother, your father and your wife. But you only have one meal for one person. Who must that go to? So Mawlana Thami Rahmatullah Ali says that one meal must go to your wife. Because her naan nafaqa is wajib in your zimmedari. Give it to your wife to eat. Now these barik masail, says, I heard it from Hazrat Mawlana Taqi Tanvir Sahib saying, I heard this from Mawlana Thami Rahmatullah. So these are the, this is the benefit of staying in a sohbat of the Ahlullah. One day, one person came in the sohbat, in the khanqa, in Tanabawan, by Mawlana Thami. He was a very ra'is admi. So, you know, ra'is people, they got a little bit of nakhre wate, so, one boti fell down. Piece of meat fell down on the floor. This fellow not picking it up. This Rais Admi, he's not bending down to pick up the boti that fell on the floor. So Mawlana Thanvi saw that, never tell him nothing. Khaja Sahab was sitting there. Khaja Sahab, اس کو اٹھا لیجئے دھو لیجئے اور کھا لیجئے. صحیح بات. نو ہی ٹولڈ تھاکر جب آپ دھو لیجئے مجھے دے دیجئے. پک اٹ اپ اینڈ برنگ اٹ ٹو می آئی ول ایٹ اٹ. مور تھام ہی سیڈ دی پیس آف میٹ فیل آن دی فلور. پک اٹ اپ واش اٹ برنگ اٹ ٹو می کلین اٹ آئی ول ایٹ اٹ. خادی صاحب ٹولڈ ہم حضرت دیئر از نو نیڈ فار یو ٹو ایٹ اٹ لیٹ می ایٹ اٹ آئی ول ایٹ اٹ. بس ٹھیک ہے بہت اچھا آپ کھا لیجئے. سو ہی ٹک اٹ اپ خادی صاحب اینڈ ہی وینٹ ٹو ایٹ دیٹ میٹ. خادی صاحب اینڈ ہی ایٹ اٹ. They never tell the raised person one thing. Right. Majlis barkhast, he went away. One day, Khaja Sahib met him out of somewhere they went. So he introduced himself. He said, remember who am I? I'm the person you dropped the meat down. I ate your meat, it fell on the ground. He said, after the day I've made Toba, today anything that falls on the ground, I'll pick it up and eat it. Sohbat ba ahle dil. And I will conclude with one waqia. When I graduated and came back, so I spent my first, apprentice, I done it in Jamia Mahmoudia in Springs, under Mufti Ismail Sahib. I even tell him till today, Hazrat, I done my apprentice under you. He gets very happy. So I was telling you, so what happened, I was staying in a place called Rainswood, near Binoni. So in that masjid, there was a Dr. Sahib. That Dr. Sahib was very paband of namaz. Very, very paband. Takbir-e-ula. So I told him, Dr. Sahib, you are so paband with namaz. We became friends. I used to perform Jummah in that masjid. That masjid, Mufti Abdul Ilyas Sahib should also stay in that area, so he should also read namaz in that masjid. We became friends. And then we became lifelong friends after that, till his demise. We became friends, the late Mufti Abdul Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh. So, I said, Dr. Sahib, can you give me more? Say, I tell you one secret. I said, what it is? He said, you see, I had one friend, his name was Maulana Akalwaya. When he used to be namaz time, then Maulana Akalwaya shouldn't tell me, let's go for namaz. When the azan is going, he should just stand up and start moving to the masjid. So, you shouldn't tell me. So one day Allah put it in my heart that I should also join him to go to the masjid. So I started to go to the masjid. And I'll tell you my secret today. For 18 years I haven't missed Takbir-e-Ula on Dr. Sam Rainswood. For 18 years I haven't missed Takbir-e-Ula. Sohbate ba ahle dil. Sohbate ulama. Sohbate awliya. This is the natija. How our lives can transform just staying in the sohbat of the Ahlullah and the Mashayikh. May Allah give us, myself and all of us, the benefit of the sohbat of the Mashayikh, so that we benefit from them, we transform our lives, we become naik, we become pious. We can't get that level of taqwa like Maulana Thanwi and all that. But these waqiyat, is important we listen to it, so we understand that our akabir were what level of taqwa they were. What level? Maulana Masihullah Khan, I will conclude, just came to my mind. You know, in and around Jalalabad, there's all farms, mango farms there. Lot of mangoes. Now what they used to do is, they sell the crops in advance. This year's harvest, next year's harvest, they sell it from now. It never come on the tree, they already sold it. Now you can't do like that. If the mabi is not mawjood, if the goods is not mawjood and present, you can't sell the goods in advance. First the fruit must come on the tree, then you can sell it after it's harvested and all that. They sell it in advance. Now when that mango used to come, you don't know from which farm it came from. It could have come from a farm where they're selling it in advance, and it could have come from a farm they're not selling it in advance, but because in that area they were doing that. Maulana Masihullah should not eat mango. He should not eat mangoes. You should say, "Me to nahi khata, I'm not eating it, but I'm not stopping you from eating it. You can eat if you want, but I am not eating." That was the level of taqwa of our akabir ulama. Even the slightest doubt also, they will never consume that item in any way whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq of following in their mubarak footsteps. May Allah make this majlis beneficial for me and for all of us. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.